So I'm here in the Pleasance at the Edinburgh Fringe, and I'm here with Beardy Man. Hi, Beardy Man. How is it going?
It's going well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I like that you've brought your whole family to the interview. This is great.
I have. I've got them all in tow to emphasise that it's them that I need to feed. Please come to my show.
Everyone go and see it. Firstly, where can people go and see the show, this Edinburgh?
Pleasance Grand. I believe it's 11:30 p.m.
Great. So the show is called One Album Per Hour. Do you just want to tell me a bit about it and just about the show, really?
It's hard to describe because every show's different. They're all an album made live, but they're all wildly different. So the audience gives me made-up song titles that they've just made up, and then I make an album out of them. I decide what each of the titles sounds like it would be, and then I make the songs.
It's amazing. And you've got this tech that you're using called Beardytron. Do you want to just tell me about that?
Beardytron is my nightmare. I created it, and now it's become an all-powerful omnibeast. It's like just buttons and iPads and screens and dials and pedals and stuff. It allows me to make music in real time.
So is this kind of moved on from the kind of original when you started beatboxing? Like, has tech become a massive part of the show now?
Yeah, it's funny. It's sort of, I mean, if you're improvising music, having a whole band is quite an inconvenience because you have to somehow telepathically communicate to them exactly what you want to do from second to second. And if you've got like a, that's right.
That's Theo in the background. We can hear him.
And so, yeah, if you have like a band and you get that level of telepathy where you can call key changes and stuff like that, it can be really good. But there's some things that you can just never do, like these sort of dramatic switch-ups that happen in an instant where it has to happen literally right then, immediately. You can't do that with a band. So I've kind of designed a system that enables me to just go with any momentary whim and sort of go off on one.
It's amazing.
It's pretty cool, yeah. It's taken a long time to sort of build and code and get together. But
You're now happy with how it's gone?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, yeah.
And Theo's just trying to get into the interview there. I like
it. What do you think, Theo? Because Theo can play it, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I hold him in front of it and he sort of smashes the keyboard and stuff. So, yeah.
Oh.
I'll train him up to be the only other living person that can use the bloody thing.
And One Album Per Hour was also made into a live web series. You work with guest producers Jack Black, Tim Minchin. How was that for you?
Scary, because they're my heroes, you know, these people. And, like, But it was really cool because, you know, they're amazing. So Tim Minchin was sort of writing me lyrics on his iPad, which were appearing on mine. And this is over the Atlantic Ocean. He was in LA and writing me lyrics, and I was making them into a song in real time, which was mental. I don't think that's ever been done before. And then Jack Black was sort of playing guitar and I was beatboxing, and we were jamming over this satellite connection. And it wasn't satellite, it was like Google Fiber. It was like the fastest connection.
It's like too much tech for my brain.
I'm just obsessed with the nerdiness of it all. But like, ultimately, it was just a really cool sort of little web series where I had a little invited audience and some of my comedy and music heroes helping me on this ridiculous task of trying to make an album in real time.
Yeah, I watched some of the Jack Black one, it was amazing.
Pretty cool.
And what's next after Edinburgh? Your tour, doing a national tour, is this right?
Exactly. It starts halfway through October, goes on till halfway through November, I believe. And it's all around the UK. Come along.
Everyone come along. Just finally, how long are you at the Fringe for and where can people see you, just to remind them again?
I'm at the Fringe from this Wednesday, which is, what date is that?
It's the 13th.
Yeah, from the 13th till the 19th. Better with making up songs, not so good at remembering numbers. Yeah.
Go and see it.
Pleasance Grand. See you there, 11:30 p.m.
Beardy Man, everyone, go and see it. Thanks so much.
Cheers.